This Friday evening, September 6th, the Dance Performance Series for Fall 2013 begins in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus with Ballet Hispanico. The performance is at 8 p.m. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. With over four decades of exemplary accomplishment, Ballet Hispanico thrives on exploring, preserving, and celebrating Latino cultures through dance. Founded by National Medal of Arts recipient Tina Ramirez, the company is now led by the charismatic Eduardo Valera, who continues to advance the diverse dance aesthetics of the Hispanic diaspora, building new avenues of cultural dialogue and sharing the joy of dance with all communities. Director of the Williams Center for the Arts is Ellis Finger.
For a good number of years, the Williams Center for the Arts at Lafayette has enjoyed presenting Latin-inspired work in the September-October period. It falls within the general parameters of Hispanic Heritage Month. We are getting a little bit of a head start on that this year with a double bill Friday and Saturday night, September 6 and 7. We're going to begin with Ballet Hispanico, one of the great dance companies that's based in New York City. Following that, the Saturday night on Saturday, September 7, with eight young gentlemen, all of them grew up in Havana, emigrated to Miami where they're now based, Tiempo Libre, and they perform their unique brand of music that's part jazz, part classics, part Latino salsa with some beautiful lyrics, and it's a very animated group. Ballet Hispanico should be familiar to a lot of our listeners. They were part of the 25th anniversary season at the Williams Center. We're very impressed by the professionalism of the company and the beauty and skill of the dancers. So we're having them open our 2013-2014 dance series. Ballet Hispanico historically has turned to the dance of Spain, Portugal, and to the Spanish diaspora. And the program that they're going to bring to the Williams Center is a pretty good cross-section of that artistic history. First of all, they include a dance by the choreographer who's generally agreed to be the finest Spanish choreographer, Nacho Duarte, and that'll be at the center of the program they're bringing to Lafayette. They're also going to be performing a dance that our listeners may have seen a couple of years ago at the Zollner Art Center when a Chicago-based company came to perform in the Lehigh Valley, Luna Negra, the Black Moon. The artistic director then of Luna Negra, Eduardo Valera, is now the artistic director of Ballet Hispanico, so he took that dance with him. It's called Danzón, and it features the music of Paquito de Rivera. It's a splendidly exciting dance, and it goes straight to the rhythmic identity of Afro-Cuban music, just infectious in the energy that it reaches across the footlights to the audience. There'll also be a work-in-progress showing of a brand-new dance that's going to be premiered in New York later in September at Fall for Dance, and it's by a Peruvian-born choreographer who now lives in Amsterdam, Anabel Lopez Ochoa, and it's called Sombrerísimo. Lots and lots of hats. The most hat-like dance. It's for the men of the company, and it's very, very clever, very sexy, and very sensuous, and I think it'll thrill all of the audiences. And then the fourth dance on the program, brand new piece by Cayetano Soto. It's called Sortillas, and it deals with social identity, family cycles, generations, and the sense of community by how human relationships return to their source and circle around in reaffirmations of cultural identity.
Sounds like, in addition to being a lot of great art of the dance, it sounds like they're pretty adept at more than just being great dances with history behind them. They are great dances of history.
They are great dances, and we don't want to suggest that you need a Rand McNally Atlas to come into the theater to know which cultural ancestry may be at the root of a particular dance. Nacho Duarte from Spain is an internationally respected choreographer in the same way that Balanchine rose above Russian culture as such and became a great international choreographer. Nacho Duarte is that to the current dance scene in Spain. Ballet Hispanico prides itself on its community residencies, and we've been able to put an extra event on their schedule. They're performing at Lafayette on Friday, the 6th of September. They're coming out a day early, and they're going to do a 7:30 workshop Thursday evening at the Lenny and Buell Fowler Family Center right on 3rd Street here in Southside Bethlehem. And the theme of that is Spanish social cultural dances, and it'll be a participatory workshop, great for families, great for kids. Come out, and they'll teach some of the basic dance steps, the mambo, the cha-cha, the samba, and some of the social dances of Latin expatriate culture. It's free, 7:30 p.m., Thursday night, the 5th of September, at the Linney and Buell Fowler Family Center.
Director of the Williams Center for the Arts, Ellis Finger. Ballet Hispanico is on stage in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus this Friday evening, September 6th, and Tiempo Libre is on that same stage the following evening, Saturday, September 7th. For more information, the box office number is 610-330-5009. More information also available at williamscenter.lafayette.edu. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.